little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Moving on to alcohol dependence, as such, a slightly different slant on the harmful drinker, but in this case, we've got somebody who we suspect is alcohol dependent. So we're going to ask Sean now some red flag questions related to his drinking. And some of this is covering very similar territory to what we've asked before. Sean, do you get any withdrawal symptoms if you don't drink for a day or two at all?
I guess. I mean, I do get a bit shaky, so I do tend to just have to have... I mean, I actually tend to have a wee drink in the morning, you know.
Mm. And have you noticed that you're having to drink a bit more to experience the effects that alcohol normally gives you?
I would say so, because, I mean, you know, my friends probably have one drink. I'd have had three by then, you know. Mm.
So have you ever had any harm, ever come to any harm or had any problems as a result of your drinking, do you think?
Well, I'm getting away with it just now, but it's not great that I'm drinking in the morning. But work hasn't noticed. Well, I don't think they have.
Right. Do you feel able to control the amount that you're drinking then?
Not at the weekend. I seem to be in this mindset where, because I'm not going to work the next day, at the weekend, just like...
And just to check on the physical effects that the drinking's having on you, do you get any stomach pains or ever vomit?
No.
At all? No. Have you noticed any black or tarry poos at all?
No.
Nothing like that. And do you drive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what's your work?
An accountant.
Has your drinking affected your work as yet?
Seem to be holding it together.
Okay. Not that you've noticed so far.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, from what you've told me so far, you sound very dependent upon alcohol, both physically and emotionally. But there are some options to manage your drinking, if you're interested. But because you seem to be dependent upon alcohol physically, it's not safe for you to stop straight away. So you shouldn't stop suddenly. But the best thing to do is to help us to reduce your drinking. And it probably would be sensible for you to get some support from our specialist alcohol services. Are you motivated to reduce your drinking, do you think? Or perhaps even abstain completely?
Well, I mean, it's not. I can't keep on like this because I'm probably going to end up losing my job, aren't I? If they find out, then I won't be able to drive, I won't be able to work.
So it sounds like it would be worth your while to reduce your drinking in a supported way, mm-hmm. and possibly even to think about stopping altogether, if that seems to be the best way to go for your health. We might even think about using medication. There is a medication that can help you cut back your drinking and even stop your drinking if you're alcohol dependent. So there's a relatively new medication which used to be used very extensively for muscle spasm, and we now use it quite a bit to help people who are motivated to quit drinking, to reduce their drinking and to stop their drinking. And it also does cut down the risks of them having delirium tremens or the DTs or the shakes, if you like. So that it might be worthwhile thinking about that. But we would only do that with the support of the specialist alcohol services. But potentially we could go that way if you wanted to. There are other things in the community as well that could help you if you're not really keen on getting the support from the specialist team. So potentially you might get in touch with the Alcoholics Anonymous group that meets locally, and I can give you more information about those if you're interested. Can you safety net Paul?
Okay, Paul. So, like I said, I don't think it would be a good plan to just stop drinking suddenly, because, in fact, it's safer to continue to drink when you're drinking at the level you do in case you get withdrawal symptoms. And what you need to try and do is actually cut down gradually. So don't stop suddenly. If you do stop suddenly, you might end up nauseous, tremor, shaking, sweating, and you might even have a fit. So, you know, if you do stop and then you're feeling unwell with these things, you need to get in touch, because you would need medical treatment for that. If you're able to cut down gradually, which is the way we would recommend, watch out for any tummy pain, vomiting, or if you do have black poo, and these are things you need to let me know about if you see them. Any sort of severe tummy pain, then get in touch on the same day, okay, Paul?
Yeah, that's fine, Doctor. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.